Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast. It's the podcast where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
Sure. My name is Mary Ellen Slater, and I am the CEO and founder of RepCap, which is a content marketing agency that specializes in B2B work for insurance, financial services, and HR tech. I'm also the publisher of Managing Editor Magazine, which is a brand publication that we produce for our readers and clients.
Perfect. Perfect, Mary Ellen. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
So I like B2B work. I usually joke that it's because it supports my rock and roll lifestyle, right? I like to talk about the value of a lead. Do I earn more money? Like, I'll just be perfectly blunt there. The second thing I really, really like about working B2B is that you are actually higher up the decision chain. So instead of selling someone one insurance plan, I get to sell things to the person who makes the insurance decisions for millions of workers.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, that's where the real power is. It's up the chain. So
absolutely, 100% agree. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I think it depends if that's an answer. So if they are specific and if they are relevant to that particular client, they can absolutely help you at least get a conversation going. Or if they're waffling toward the end, you can kind of close those doubts. If they are generic and broad, they don't have a name attached to them, that sort of thing, it does nothing. That's just fluff.
Right. The whole thing is, I like Mary Ellen. She's great. Mm-hmm. She's wonderful to work with. You know, prospects mm-hmm. don't care about those things.
And the specificity, the magic in a testimonial thing we tell our clients is to get specific about what's so great about that person, because the what's so great about me might not actually be a great fit for a particular person. They might not like the way that I'm blunt. Right? You know, right, yeah. They might not like the way that I kept things on track. They may want somebody that's more collaborative and slow. So like, get specific so that the people will really have a sense of what it's like to work with you.
100% agree. Question number four, what advice you share of other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
So the number one thing that I tell people who are working in B2B is to remember that, yes, it's business to business. And we all say this, that it's about working with human beings, and to not just think about the role that they play as a decision maker, as, you know, they still have careers. They still have personal things. They are not just the decision maker or the stakeholder. They are human beings who know that their own careers are on the line or not, right? Like, they have to make decisions. They have their own fears, their own ambitions. And if you really want to get in with a client in a B2B decision-making environment, support those career ambitions, support their individual goals and professional desires. Make them look good in front of their boss. That's your real job.
Yep. So how do you do that?
So the way that you can do that is making sure that you, one, understand what they really want. Get one-on-one time with your client. It's easy enough to be on these like big group meetings all the time, especially if you do enterprise like I do, but I make it a point to draw off and have those one-on-one conversations and say, oh, well, how are things going there? Well, what are you thinking about? Oh, I see you used to work at this other place. Like, you know, we kind of make sure you build that rapport. And then check in periodically. You know, when you're there and you hear like weird tone and things like that, like follow up, you know, and say, hey, what's going on? And the second thing to do is create opportunities for them to shine. So in my case, I mentioned we have a brand magazine called Managing Editor. We did a virtual conference called Managing Editor Live. I see my job through that brand magazine and my other connections to create opportunities for visibility for my clients, right? And those specific human beings and helping them meet their needs. And that might mean helping them get their speaking opportunities. That might help them, mean helping them. So basically, arrange for speaking opportunities, make connections for them, help them get clients, you know, help them meet the people that they want to meet, find out what's important to them and deliver it.
Perfect. Awesome. Let's get to question number five. Mm-hmm. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Oh, I would say you should talk to Lori Rudiman, who is the founder of Punk Rock HR. And she's got a new book that's coming out soon on betting on you. And it's on, she is a consultant in HR. Like, she used to be an HR lady at Pfizer. She always says it too, like that, HR lady. But now she works as a consultant for other HR teams in the enterprise level and also at that individual level for people. And her ideas about the future of work and the way that we're going to manage our careers, both personally and at the enterprise level, they're fantastic. They're just spot on.
Perfect.
I'll definitely talk to her.
So number six, the final fun question. Mary Ellen, tell me about your first sale.
Ooh, so I was not a salesperson, you know, early on. I was a journalist, so I never thought of myself as selling. The first time I ever sold something that I thought of myself as selling was at my last job before I started my agency, a company called SmartBrief. And in fact, actually, it was 2 weeks before I got laid off where I started my company. I closed a deal for $110,000 on a new product that had never existed with an existing client. And the feeling of like seeing that deal signed, like of actually going from like, it was my idea, like we went through all the stakeholders and had all the conversations and led to that signed piece of paper at the end. That was one of the best feelings I have ever had. And so when I went on later on with my own business, I love the sales part of the cycle now.
That's
never awesome. Thought that. I never thought I would love it.
Well, then, make sure, did I hear that right? You closed a $110,000 deal and got laid off 2 weeks later?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure I heard you.
You absolutely did. They laid me off. And I tell this story with a wink and a nod now, but they laid me off 3 weeks before Christmas on my daughter's fifth birthday. I was in the middle of a terrible divorce. My life was a complete wreck and I lost my job.
Well,
right after closing a $110,000 deal. So I went on and I started my own company and I had three new clients within 2 months. The last one was monster.com. That's also a very memorable one because I signed it on Mardi Gras.
Everybody does
business, even on Mardi Gras.
they do. So, Mary Ellen, you have 3 minutes and 10 seconds left.
Oh. We
have promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather. Or, since the best know when to be concise and when to end early, we end early. Go.
I actually do have a question for you. Tell me about your first sale.
My first sale? When I was 7, I was helping my mother sell pepper sprays.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think was the secret to selling pepper sprays?
For me, being adorable and cute.
What do we do when that wears off?
A lot of it comes down to using your personality and knowing when to actually listen for buying signals and when to actually close someone.
You know, it's funny you say that because one of the things I think about a lot is the way that we think what we think of as a salesperson and a good salesperson, even including in B2B, is we think they're pushy. We think they're loud. We think they talk a lot, but the best salespeople are actually really good listeners and they ask a lot of questions. And so for me, my previous life as a journalist, it turned out that was actually, sales felt like the opposite of that, but it turns out that sales and journalism are not that different.
They aren't. And also I'll tell you, I can tell a bad salesperson when they say, well, if things change, let me know. So perfect example, I'm looking for some different programs and I have a belief that if you're going to be buying a SaaS product, a year-long contract tells me your product sucks. I like the month to month. That is my opinion. I know people are going to disagree. And so I talk to this company and find us a year-long program. I say deal breaker. Just, you know, for that part there. Wolf. And then he says, well, if anything ever changes, and he says, no, if things change with you,
right? Absolutely.
If you decide to come to month, then you contact me because I will never contact you as long as it's a year.
Rookie move. All right. I use my last like minute and then we can wrap it up and say another person that I think is worth following is Ryan Estes, who is a speaker and consultant who works. He's a speaker who works B2B sales, a lot of sports sales, things like that, and training. And he also taught me a lot about sales. And he would agree with you that like you should always be proactively looking to keep that conversation. It's not about what they wanted to sell you. It's about what you needed. And they failed to hear that. And they failed to take ownership. They failed to take accountability for what you gave them, such an important signal that they chose to disregard. And I think, I thank Ryan Estes for teaching me like how to look for those signals and learning what they really mean.
Absolutely. There you go. Now you got 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you want to add or we can end early?
I know. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it.
I'm at managingeditor.com. That's where our brand magazine, that's where we publish all of our good stuff.
Awesome. It's in the description. It's magic there. Mary Ellen, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or you're watching, make sure you also go to onfireignites.com to get our guide on 10 ways to use testimonials you probably haven't heard of before. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Oh, there's the stop recording button. Talk to you all later. Bye.